Hello and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio, a program that focuses on artists, arts organizations, and events that celebrate the creative spirit in our region. I'm your host, Jonathan Canning, Executive Director of South Shore Arts. And today's guest is Rosalind Damari, Executive Director and President of Indiana Artisan. Rosalind, thank you for joining us today. And could you explain what Indiana Artisan is?
I'm happy to be here. Thank you. Indiana Artisan is a nonprofit organization that was started in 2008. We were told by, we are not a state organization, but the legislature named us as the organization to find the best art, food, and beverage made in Indiana. And then once we give it that designation, we help those makers build their businesses and business skills through a variety of programs.
The state seems very heavily interested in promoting the arts, handicrafts, the creative economy as an entrepreneurial business. So how can certification as an Indiana artisan help an artist or craftsperson?
Great question. The designation, it means you have the best in Indiana. So it is an honor to have the designation. Only people who have that designation can use our logo, and it's becoming more and more well known. The flame, the yellow flame on the blue background means that this is top quality work. But we also have these programs for them. We have stores. We have an annual marketplace. We have workshops for them. We promote on their promote them on our website and in our social media. So we do a lot of things to help them build their businesses and be stronger entrepreneurs and keep that money in Indiana.
And so how can one apply for this designation?
We do an annual jury process. It is a rigorous jury process. The application for this year is open now until June 2nd. It's on our website, indianaartisan.org. You click on the artisan tab. On the drop-down button, you click Become an Indiana Artisan, and there's a whole package of information there that's important to look at. We also do two Zoom sessions, one in April and one in May, that's a Q&A about applying. So you basically apply online. If you're an artist, you submit photos of your work as well. And then after the applications come in, you bring real samples of your work. And the panel convenes in mid-July to review the applications and the samples. They spend a lot of time on this. They are have anywhere from 6 to 14 people on the panels, depending on how many applications we get. We always try to get a working artist in each media that's represented in the applications. We use arts educators, arts administrators, museum curators, people who know art are on this. And then they score the applications, and in late July, people find out if they are if their work has been designated. If it's not, they get comments from the panel. If it is, they go to an orientation program in August, and then they are a full-fledged Indiana artisan.
And you can be an artisan in any medium, correct? Not just arts.
We have such a variety of media here. Yeah,
I mean, food and distilling, I saw on the website.
Winemaking, cocktail mixes, yes. It does include food and beverages as well.
And so what does one gets the designation, and then how does that help the artists promote their work, do you think?
Well, it becomes part of our network. Our website is very well read. We have a monthly newsletter. We promote them in our stores. They can use that. The logo is becoming better well-known. We're certainly not Coca-Cola at this stage, but we're working our way there so that people, when they see that designation, they know that it is high-quality work, that it has gone through this kind of process to be determined to be high-quality work, and that they can trust it and the maker.
And on your website, you have a map that locates the various designated artisans. And I happen to notice that Northwest Indiana seems to be underrepresented. It's there's a sort of preponderance of artisans around Indianapolis down in Brown County. So living in this region, I think I know as Executive Director of South Shore Arts, there are an incredible number of creative artists and artisans in our region. We really need to promote Northwest Indiana, and this would seem a great way to do it.
I agree with you 100%, and I would like to do anything I can to help the artisans up there know more about the program. If they wanted to talk to some of our artisans up there, if they know Dave and Brian Lee at Hot Shop Valpo, they're longtime members. In Porter, there is, I can't think of her last name, she is a drawer. Lynn Retson is there in Northwestern Indiana. Within your region, there's also Stephen Skinner, a wonderful ceramicist. He's been on your show before. One of our food artisans who's up there is very new, so doesn't know a lot about the program. She got in last year. She's doing her first marketplace next month, and that's Michelle Wainwright from Cute as a Cupcake.
But even in that handful of examples, you've showed the breadth of the field, food maker, glass worker. That's just great. Could you give the website one more time?
Of course. Indiana Artisan, ArtisanA.org.
Well, I do hope that more of our creative artists and artisans in the region will apply for this designation. I think it's important for us to boost the reputation of the creative arts and our corner of the state. And so I appreciate you coming on to the radio today to tell us about this designation. And I encourage our listeners to support the whole program, encourage artists to apply for it, but also look for the emblem and to support the creatives across Indiana who have secured this designation. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate what you're doing for the arts.